This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. Whistleblowers ask U.S. attorney to conclude LANL fraud investigation and launch investigation of alleged suicide of former deputy director. Given the recent Department of Energy DOE announcement that it will soon put the management contract out for bid at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, Glenn Walp, Steve Duran, and Chuck Montano renewed their request for U.S. Attorney Damon Martinez to investigate the alleged suicide of a former LANL deputy director and conclude the procurement fraud investigations begun in 2002 by Walp and Duran. Scandals have been an integral part of LANL's operations. At the end of the 1990s, LANL was plagued with scandals, including false accusations that LANL scientist Wen-Ho Lee gave nuclear weapons designs to China, missing hard drives containing nuclear weapons designs, which were later found behind a copy machine in a room that had been searched twice, and failing to prevent nuclear materials from being stolen during a mock terrorist attack. These and other scandals, along with the possibility of DOE competing the management contract, pushed LANL in early 2002 to hire former law enforcement officers Walp and Duran to investigate fraud and potential security breaches. Walp and Duran found many instances of corruption, including fraudulent purchases of hunting, camping, and ranching gear and equipment that were stored in a remote Cold War bunker. They were then fired by LANL. On January 24, 2003, former LANL Deputy Director for Operations Richard Burick was found dead in the parking lot of the Pajarito Mountain ski area, along with a revolver found about a yard past his feet. Within hours, the Los Alamos Police Department determined it was a suicide. Many questions remain unanswered, such as why an unspent round had been ejected from the revolver. Soon it was discovered that Burick had owned a ranch in southwest New Mexico where he planned to ranch and provide hunting services. As the Walp and Duran investigation heated up, Burick sold the ranch for $1 and other valuable consideration. Many unanswered questions linger about possible connections between the fraudulent purchases and the alleged suicide. Chuck Montano joined Walp and Duran. Montano is a multi-credentialed auditor and investigator who was employed at LANL for 32 years. The three wrote to U.S. Attorney Martinez stating, quote, "It is imperative that decision-makers know the full extent of what transpired in order to know how best to proceed with the award of the new contract. Without a deeper understanding and accountability before the award is made, it is possible that the LANL management contract will end up in the hands of those largely responsible for the cover-up of past mismanagement at the Los Alamos lab, or even worse, the possible obstruction of justice that occurred." End quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit nuclearactive.org and our Facebook page.